Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We've got a fun-filled program for you tonight. We have Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church. We also have Connie Sandlin, owner, designer of the Blue-Eyed Rabbit. And, of course, our weekly musicians, Baybrook, Christopher Greer, and Mark Ryan. What's going on with you, Brother Bobby?
Wow, man, there's a lot of things going on with me.
We all want to know.
Yes, man. Yeah, I'm loving the weather. That's one.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, 70 degrees today. What's up with that?
I love it.
Look, if I was off work today, I'd have a pair of shorts on. There's no doubt about it.
I hope it stays like this the summertime, warms
yes,
up.
That's me too. Oh, my.
Yeah.
I love it. Love yeah. it. You want to start us off in prayer?
Yes. Father God, we are thankful to you that you are good, you are God, and you love us. And you've expressed that love to us through Jesus Christ. And as we begun this season of Lent leading up to Easter, Father, we want to meditate upon Jesus and all of his work and all of your expression of who you are through him and how you have demonstrated your love, how that him going to the cross is a definite and a deliberate, a significant demonstration of your love for us. And we want to honor that, be mindful of it, and express that in all times and always. So we ask you to bring us to a greater knowledge and understanding of you during this time and this season. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
What's on your mind tonight, Bobby?
Oh, you know, I have multiple issues on my mind, but, you know, God is good. We always remember that. But, you know, yesterday started Lent. I was telling the folks, you know, growing up, we never heard that word. Right. I mean, the only way we used that word was, you know, Daddy came home from work and I said, you know, I lent Uncle Jack the shovel.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the only way we used Lent. But I've learned later, and some aspects of the Protestant church don't necessarily practice Lent, but it's just a season, a time of fasting, prayer, meditation, contemplation, leading up to Easter. And so this year I'm encouraging people to engage in a time of, you know, scripture reading and study and that. So I was just mindful. Yesterday we're doing some scripture reading and devotional reading about the Easter story and what all's involved in that. So, you know, Ash Wednesday, it was yesterday, it kicks that off. And while some folks may not understand, but, you know, you may see some of your brothers and sisters in Christ with a cross on their forehead. I don't know if you saw anybody yesterday, but some of our brothers and sisters do that. That's just it's a sign of ash, and it's a sign of reminding us of our mortality. From the dust we came, and to
exactly.
the dust you shall return.
That is right.
And so being mindful of our mortality and then meditating upon Jesus and the eternal life that we have in him, and through him we get immortality. So, you know, it kind of kicks off with our mortality. And through this season, you know, one of the things to meditate upon is our own dying to ourselves, and how that leading up to Easter and then in the cross and the crucifixion, that the original creation of humankind was crucified in Christ. And being able to try to gain understanding of that, which it can kind of seem complicated, but all of us find our dying to ourselves in Christ on the cross. And so, you know, meditating upon our own death,
exactly,
can be, you know, it can be beneficial to see ourselves correctly in Christ. I've been thinking on that. You asked what's on my mind. That's one of the things on my mind, is just contemplating this and then wanting to lead others into a greater experience with Jesus, and, you know, thinking about, you know, well, how to do that and asking God to lead and inspire us in a way to lead others to experience Jesus during this season in a very real way. So that's one thing on my mind. I'm excited about that. I've never been more excited about this Easter season than I am this year.
That's awesome. You know, it's a special kind of moment in your life, Bobby, when you have that opportunity to lead somebody to a greater knowledge of him, mm-hmm. For them to actually understand mm-hmm. and realize how great he is.
Yes.
And to draw them in and give them the knowledge that they need. It's just a wonderful thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe we all have had that many times mm-hmm. in our lives, mm-hmm. that God has spoke to us and led us in a direction to help other people. And it's to yes. me, it's just so inspiring when I have spoke to many people, mm-hmm. you know, about him and just trying to show them what he's all about.
Yeah, it is. It's a great privilege. It's a wonderful thing. I don't think there's a greater joy in this life than being able to participate in leading someone else to Jesus. I mean, that's just a joyful time.
It is. It really is.
It's an incredible opportunity to do that. And so, you know, part of that thought on my mind about that is, you know, something I said last week that, you know, many times the gospel has been presented, I feel like it's been presented as asking people to make Jesus a part of their life. And I see that to be contrary to the gospel. It's the other way around. Jesus has made opportunity for us to be part of his life. And so I think too many times we're trying to make Jesus a part of our life, and it's pretty crowded, you know?
Exactly.
It gets really crowded in there, and there's too much furniture.
Yep.
And so we need to learn that you know, Jesus is enough furniture.
Exactly.
We don't need any more.
Exactly.
And so that's part of what this season is, too, for us to see and realize that, you know, a dying to self may seem like a sacrifice in many ways, but it's really not. It's a gaining of something much greater, because the life of Christ is greater than any life we could have in this world. And so there's really not a sacrifice involved in that process, even though it may feel like it. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who, you know, Easter's coming and it may just seem like another day. It's just a holiday or whatever it is. But, you know, there's a much greater season going on here and a greater thing, a story behind this. And I hope that people will seek out that story and find out, you know, what Easter really
exactly.
is all about.
You know, and as you talk about the business, the busyness of inside of you and the furniture, you know, that just reminds me of something that I've always thought of growing up and into being an adult, is I really believe that God wants your heart completely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, I'm going to give you half of my heart and then I'm going to do, and he wants your total
yes,
heart.
Yes.
You know?
He does. He really does. And, you know, I don't know always how people feel about that, because but he wants that for our best.
It's exactly. You're exactly right.
It's not like, you know, it feels like, you know, oh, he's wanting me to give him all I got. Well, yeah, why? Because that's what's best for you.
Yes.
And so he wants our whole heart, because anything less than that is not going to supply us the life that he wants us to have.
Right.
And that we probably want to have if we could understand that. So, yeah, he does. I mean, you know, the scriptures are fairly plain. You know, Jesus told his disciples, he said, you know, if you're going to follow me and come, you know, be my disciples, then you're going to have to deny yourself.
Right.
Those who lose their life in this world, the ones mm-hmm. who are going to find life. And so, you know, that's kind of a paradox for us to think about in human terms. But being willing to give him our whole heart is really the only way we're going to find the life that we're looking for.
I think what I've always wanted people to do, and this is me, Daryl, you know, here we go, is for people to actually sit back for a moment, realize where we're at, realize who made this.
Mm-hmm.
He is God.
He is.
I am. And for him to create everything here and to create us, how can you go in this life and not submit yourself to him mm-hmm. to know that he is God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want everybody for 5 mm-hmm. minutes in their life to sit back and actually realize that. Mm-hmm. Because I believe even with the sins of the world and the evilness that we live in, that is overpowering over everything. Mm-hmm. And you must realize that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, hearing you talk, and I understand what you're saying, because I share that. Having experienced God is like, there's nothing better, there's nothing greater.
Exactly.
And so it's difficult to understand people who haven't or people who don't do that. It's difficult to understand, why wouldn't you do that? Because we saw that it was the greatest thing ever, and we would trade everything in our life for that, for this relationship we have with Him. We would trade everything for that. But someone who hasn't experienced that, I wonder, you know, many times, what are their obstacles? You know, what is it about that? And I don't know. And making an appeal to someone like that is like, why not consider that it's true?
Right.
I mean, what do you have to lose to consider that there is a God who created everything and who really does love you?
Exactly.
What do you have to lose to consider that? And so, you know, if you don't know and haven't understood what we're talking about, then be willing to just come to a place to let Him prove Himself to you.
Right.
Because He will, very much so. He'll make Himself known to you if you're interested and want to know. But I think a person who has set up in their heart that there is no God and they don't want to know that there's a God,
right,
then they've cut themselves off from
they have
from that.
So, but, you know, there has to be, I'm just taking a guess, an enormous amount of number of atheists out there that have actually realized there is a God.
Yes.
And they came to Him.
Absolutely. There's many, many stories, and some of them very, very popular stories of people, prominent people, who set out to prove there was not a God only to confirm there was.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you can't disprove God. I mean, He's just greater than that. So, you know, I don't always know what's going through people's minds. But I'm like you. I want them to be willing to experience God in a way to realize that, yes, He is this good God. And He did create everything. He does love us in a way that He gave His only Son, Jesus,
right,
to die for us.
And knew it from the beginning.
Certainly.
Knew it from the beginning.
Certainly.
And here we talk
certainly
about Easter, and He
certainly
knew it from the very start.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm very strong on that point from the beginning. You know, there is a scripture that says that, you know, Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. And so, you know, just the theme that's in scriptures about that is, before God created anything that we know of as creation, He already had the plan for Jesus to
exactly
be crucified and be the sacrifice that was needed. So there's an eternal purpose of God. There's not plan A, plan B. You know, no, it's just God's plan, and it's working according to plan. There's no doubt about
exactly
that.
Exactly. And if you'll let Him come be a part of your life and open up your heart to Him, surrender to Him,
mm-hmm,
He's already seen that plan for your life.
Yes.
He's already know what action He's going to take in your life.
Right. So, absolutely. He has initiated. He's already initiated. So, what He's waiting for is our response. And so, there's nothing else God has to do in order to say, I love you, and
exactly,
and I want you to come to Me. There's nothing else He has to do. He has did everything. He's made sacrifice, atonement for our sins. So anything we've done that's bad or wrong, He's already atoned for that. So, you know, He's not waiting to punish us. He's not wanting us to get close to Him so He can smash
right
us with a sledgehammer.
Exactly.
He's did everything necessary for us to be closely related to Him, in a way that He's our Father. And so He has initiated that. He's just waiting for us to say, okay. And it's that simple, I believe. It's that simple to just say, okay, God, I want to know if You're real.
Right.
And how many people do we know that we've talked to at different times that's did something like that? Said, well, God, if You're real, I got to know now. Well, and He's proven it to them.
Exactly.
So, and that's been another thought that's been on my mind. You know, we mentioned a little bit about it last week, but, you know, what are our expectations of God? So what do we expect of Him, and what does He expect of us? And I think both of those are convoluted in our human minds. You know, we think He expects things from us that He don't, and we expect things from Him that we shouldn't.
Right.
But when we can get those right and see that His expectations are of us are simply to accept and receive what he's made provision for. You know, he's not wanting us to jump through hoops and get all the formulas right and, you know, just, hey, no, he wants a relationship with us. So, you know, in a way, it's a little bit, in our minds, we can allude to certain things like a romance. And you know how when a gentleman may propose to a lady, you know, to say, hey, you know, will you be mine or whatever we do with that. And it's kind of that way. You're waiting for a response. Right. What's she going to say?
Exactly.
And there's that anticipation. Well, Jesus has made that invitation to us. You know, will you come and be mine? Will you come and let my life be your life? Will you come and accept and receive everything I've provided for you? And so what's your response?
Right, exactly.
Well, pretty much that's the way the gospel is. He's not waiting for us to get cleaned up and look good. And no, he's waiting for us to say yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Whether you're at a good time in your life, a bad time in your life, it doesn't matter. It's that moment that you make that decision.
Doesn't matter. And you know, when there's a groom or whatever that loves the woman that he wants to marry, I mean, at that point, you know, it doesn't matter what's wrong with her or right with her. He loves her and has chosen her
completely
to be his.
Exactly.
And that's his decision based upon whoever or whatever she is. And so Jesus has done that. What's more unique and great about that is whatever is wrong with us, he's made provision already to perfect us.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we're going to grow and develop into exactly who he wants us to be,
right,
which is a state of perfection. And
so
all that is, you know, the expectations that God has for us is just to say yes.
That's it.
I mean, what else? You know, we're not waiting.
Exactly. Yes.
Say yes. Yes, Jesus. I want to believe in you. I want to know that you're real. I accept what you've made provision for.
Exactly.
Yes.
And to know his love.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, Bobby Hill, for being on the Big D Radio Show. Enjoy having you here every week.
My pleasure.
And, man, we love to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, look, coming up, Connie Sandlin, owner of the Blue-Eyed Rabbit right here in Coleman. We're going to bring her in the studio and talk to her about her business. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's independent radio.
My love is never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big ass, dress your plastic bags. Rich and trash. Kind of fashion. Laughter, joy, and loneliness.
About it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right?
Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Song. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Connie Sandlin has come to hang out with Big D, and she's the owner of the Blue Eyed Rabbit. All right, Connie, why are you trying to give me something over?
No, I've got a list of things.
Oh, you've got a list?
That might help.
I love lists. Oh, I've got my own sheet.
Yes.
I want to share hers, though.
Share hers.
So let me ask, first thing I want to know is, where did you get the name for the company?
It's in honor of my dad. He passed away 4 years ago at Thanksgiving. And, of course, my name is Connie, and he always called me Connie Rabbit. His name was Ronnie, so I'm named after him. And, he had beautiful blue eyes, and I just kind of put that together and came up with the name.
Blue-eyed rabbit. That's awesome.
So it really has nothing to do with rabbits at all.
I'd heard the name, and I'm like, well, there's got to be something with that rabbit.
Yes.
With the interiors.
So, yeah, it's me and my daddy put together.
All right. So, Connie, let me talk about you for a minute. So, kind of tell me where you're from.
I grew up in Hayden, which is...
Hayden Wildcats.
Yes, we were the Wildcats.
My uncle lived down in Smoke Rise.
Yes, I lived in Smoke Rise as well. And graduated high school in 1991. And went to design school in Birmingham, got associates in interior design, worked in commercial for 2 years at a design firm in Birmingham, and then decided I needed to go back to school and got an elementary education degree, and then taught school for a couple years, and then had my first baby and decided I need to stay home. So,
well, all right.
But along the way, I've done design and decorating the whole
thing. So that's kind of your passion for life?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm about the worst designer you'll ever see. And I just recently painted my house, and they all hated the colors. And I'm like, I don't care if you like it or not. It's my house, and I'm going to paint the way I want to. What is it? I mean, so listen to this. So I painted my living room, okay? And Danielle goes and gets me some more paint, and supposedly the tint is off, and it's a different color. I can't tell the difference. It looks the same.
I hate the color. I hate the color for that.
Because they didn't mix it together?
I don't know.
And that's how it goes. So... It could be
oh my God.
Green of any color, and it would just be green to Daryl.
Well, it is. It's green is green.
But it's not.
It is.
So the bedrooms are buttercup.
All right.
The enough. Master is buff.
Enough of my awful designing. So look, seriously, design-wise, I've got like 4 pictures that I hang up in my living room. That's it. That's all I got. I have nothing in my bedrooms because I'm not a designer.
Well, I mean, if it makes you happy, that's all.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's crazy. So, do you mainly work on residential homes?
I do. I prefer to do residential. Do new construction, remodels. Sometimes I just go in and rearrange the furniture of things that they already have, just to freshen up. Because I know people can't afford
right
to go in and do like a fixer-upper from start right to finish. So,
but you know what? I think me personally, really cool is a remodel for somebody that's lived in their home for so many years. I'm like, we need to change.
Yeah.
And for you to walk in their home and make it look exactly what they want and or surprise them.
Or try.
I mean, I just think that would be fired up, you know, because you're actually living in a new home almost. by the new design that you put in their homes.
Oh, absolutely. I have to put myself in their shoes, and what would they want? And
right.
As a designer or decorator, you have to step back and do what they want, because I don't live there. When I walk right. away, they have to be satisfied. I can go to my house and do whatever I want to mine.
Exactly.
But I want them to enjoy what they have, and I love to put their personal touches on it. Like if you travel and use any kind of travel memorabilia and taking photos and things like that, because that's their story.
Exactly. So out of the design scheme, is there really a lot of schemes out there? I mean, are there some families out there that may want some kind of industrial look in their home?
Absolutely.
I would imagine it's just limitless of design that they want.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I tell people to get an inspiration piece, whether it be artwork, pillow, a rug, and
go off that one piece.
Got to go off of that.
Oh my God, I could never do that. I could never do that.
Yes.
So they give me a choo-choo train. I'm like, what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
Get a caboose. So how long have you actually been doing this here with the Blue Eyed Rabbit?
I opened the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you're just recently? And I believe that you're located back behind Doug Doggett Jewelers,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, I'm in front of Doug Doggett across from Taco Bell and the Chevron, just down from Lowe's. So just right there at that crazy red light.
Yeah, that is crazy red light.
But, you know, you can see me when you're sitting there at the red light from both directions.
So what area are you covering? Are you covering just Coleman, Jefferson County, Blount County?
I mean, right now, I prefer around Coleman, Smith Lake. I've tried going to Birmingham, and it's just, you know, it's a long way away. I have two girls still in school here in Coleman, and to get back and forth with them and run a business, because at first I'm still a mom.
Exactly. Until that's number one. Mom's number one.
I have a 15, almost 16-year-old and 13-year-old,
wow.
So, and they're in sports, so, yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I don't know a lot about the design business. Is there really a lot of competition here in Coleman? Are there other designers here in Coleman? Because I mean, I know of one or two.
Yes.
But I don't
There understand. Are, but Coleman's growing, and there's so, I mean, it's untapped, you know.
It's got to be, because, I mean, they are doing new residential areas all the time, and I see people flipping houses all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
Especially if the economy's doing good, you can flip a house. That'd be.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would love to do that, but
I'm sure the competition would be more probably if you were in the Decatur, Huntsville, Birmingham area as far as your other designers. But here in Coleman, I mean, you should be a hit.
Well, we'll hope. But there are several that do great, and they have a great clientele, and so there's enough to go around for everyone for sure.
Right. Exactly. So whenever you design a house, do you actually go out and buy all of the things that's going to go in that house?
I can, or I can go with the client and they can
so you kind of help them pick them out of everything.
Exactly. We kind of consult together and figure out what blends and would go, and whether it be tile or kitchen cabinets or they're granite and things like that. So It's a whole process if it's new construction.
So tell me what your favorite room is to do.
Oh, goodness. I mean, kitchens are fun.
See, I thought that's what you were going to say right off the bat real quick, kitchens.
Well.
Is it not? See, I think I would love to do that.
They're fun. I mean, just.
Give me your checkbook and I think you can blow some money.
I mean, that's the hub of the home. That's where everybody lands, because everybody, you know, even during parties, that's where everybody
right.
goes. And just drawing it out and laying out the perfect scenario for a kitchen. That's probably, for a remodel, that's typically the first place people start is the
right.
kitchen. Baths are next, especially for resale or flipping a home. Those two areas.
So wouldn't you think flipping the kitchen is going to be the most valuable part of the house?
Absolutely.
As far as a flip goes,
yes.
Because that is what the woman is going to want.
Correct.
Because, you know, when you go buy a house, it's what the lady wants.
I mean, you know, bedrooms, you can put new flooring and paint the walls, and
right.
that's all you need. But if the kitchen and the bath aren't up to date and good functioning, it's going to sit there.
So let me ask you this. And I'm going to say an average house, a 1,500 square foot house, and somebody wants you to come in and help design mm-hmm. the 1,500 square foot house. Is there a timeline that you give? hay in the next 2 weeks, in the next 4 weeks, or 8 weeks?
It just depends on their timeline. How fast
is it?
If it's, I have a lot of people who say, look, this is my budget that I have, and we may come back in a month or two and add to that. So it just really depends on the client's needs. And a remodel doesn't necessarily have to mean rip your cabinets off the wall. I've done several where they would paint them to update and do new hardware. So,
all right, so let's go to the merchandise offered.
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
That's what's in the shop.
So why don't we go over a few of these things right here?
Okay.
And you tell me what's offered.
Yeah. Of course, all the items for the home, furniture, chairs, tables, console tables, credenzas. The only thing I'm not carrying right now are sofas. My shop is not that large to accommodate those. But my goal is to offer unique items here in Coleman that are affordable, that you're not just going to find at a TJ Maxx or Hobby Lobby. Because I feel like I've done that for years, chase the unique item that is specific to your home that no one else is going to have.
Right.
So,
and that's what everybody wants.
And that's my goal. of course, I have lamps, all kinds of lamps, floor lamps, wall sconces, artwork. I do carry original pieces by Riverwoods Art. It's a mom and a daughter duo out of Birmingham. And they do more contemporary art. So I do have several pieces of their custom art. Let's see.
She sells cotton.
I do have cotton.
Cotton?
If you need some cotton stamps.
I'd stick them in a vase, I guess, wouldn't I?
Oh, it's cool.
Or do you hang them on the wall?
You can.
Either or.
Lots of stuff.
Really?
I have live greenery because I have a passion for gardening and landscaping. And you really can't do one without the other, to me. To me, if your outside doesn't look
right,
and I'm not saying look, if it doesn't make you happy when you drive up,
a bad yard.
Yes, got a bad yard. You're just gonna feel it like. And so, I love to dig in the soil, and that's my passion.
So now, do you actually do some landscaping work?
Yes,
also,
I can. I worked at the Mustard Seed. If you know where that's at,
I do.
I worked there a little over a year and a half, and when I left her, I opened the shop, so she called me yesterday and sent me a customer. So, yeah, so I have that background working with her. And
look, Danielle makes a mean ham sandwich if you want to come over to my house and give me some tips.
Or in your yard, in your home.
It's like wet dirt right now, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not coming today. So, yeah, so in the spring when it gets a little warmer, right, I'm going to have some live greenery.
Awesome.
Just kind of in different arrangements and containers. I have lots of live greenery in my house.
It
makes your house like alive.
It does.
And I have actually moss growing on my coffee table.
Live moss, yes, on your coffee table. I have never heard
because
that.
Because I use it for terrariums, so.
All right, so look, I know I'm a little bit out there, but I never could get, when I go by people's houses and they've got the ivy completely covering the front of their house, I never got that. I mean,
that's not good for your brick, actually.
Is it not?
No, it's not.
But have you ever seen those houses?
You can
houses?
Crack your brick.
And to sell that house, you're going to have to cut
that
ivy.
Oh, yeah. Set that ivy on fire or something.
Don't set it on fire. But
call Connie, come over. She'll bring them some hedge clippers or something and wear that out. It's almost like, what's that other called? Kudzu or
kudzu
something?
Is from China, I believe. It was brought over here by the Chinese.
Well, it's all over Coleman.
Yes.
And Blount County, by the way.
It's crazy. That's nuts.
It is nuts.
But now she does in-store consultations, and she does in-home consultations.
There you go.
Yes.
Call Connie, let her
come
to your house.
Or if you just have questions and you can bring me some pictures.
Exactly.
We can go over some things in the store.
That's neat. Just take some pictures of their rooms and stuff.
I keep my paint decks and my fabric samples and things so that kind of get an idea. It's kind of, a lot of people just need a jumping board of which direction to start because it's just overwhelming.
Like paint.
It's like me going to the grocery store is overwhelming, but I can go in a fabric store and
just be at home.
Be there for hours. Yes.
Wow. And yet, can you imagine how many different types of fabrics are out there?
Oh, yeah.
I bet there's lots, just like paint colors that I don't know anything about. So just for you to have that talent of all that and that knowledge is incredible.
Well, I appreciate
so
that. I don't
everybody
that.
In Coleman, you call Connie Sandlin. Come by and see her at her store. And so 1702 Cherokee Avenue Southwest, you can give her a call at 256-841-6109. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, just the Blue-Eyed Rabbit.
Just the Blue-Eyed Rabbit.
Yep.
So surely you know how to spell
and
the
Blue. What's happening in Coleman.
And she's on
yep.
the world-famous What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, where we get between 1 to 2 million hits per month.
Seriously.
Every month.
That's
so
crazy. That's awesome.
I tell everybody, I created that page as a joke, and it blew up on me, and here we go. 3 years running. And I'm still getting 1 to 2 million hits a month.
That's
it's incredible.
Awesome.
But you know what?
I've been in Miss Connie's store. It's very unique.
Very unique.
You go to her it's store and
look. I'm going. I'm going because I want to look.
It's very different.
It's just, it's not your standard walking into a furniture store.
So everybody.
You walk in, I wanted you to feel like you were in the home.
There you go. Everybody building a house, doing a remodel, you keep her in mind. You go see her. Let her come do her magic in your home, and you'll love it even more. Coming up, Mark Ryan, Christopher Greer, Bay Brook. We're going to play some jamming tunes here in a few minutes. Hey, time's not on my side because I got to go to break. Connie, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Are you going to come back and hang out with me?
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you going to bring some pizza or something? You know, I get hungry.
I don't enjoy cooking, so that would be the best option.
Connie does not cook, by the way.
I don't
all
like
you
to
Corbin
cook.
Listers.
I'll do your kitchen, but I'm not cooking for you.
She needs a personal chef, by the way. We'll be back in just a moment right here on the Big D Radio Show.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Harrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. I had an opportunity this week to visit the classroom of one of my grandkids. To simply observe the love and warmth displayed by these teachers did my heart good from the moment I walked into the school itself. The pride, dignity, and kindness of these teachers was reflective in everything from wall posters to the little notes the teachers had encouraged their students to prepare for their visitors.
and I could only guess how much of the teacher's own money was reflected in some of the displays in the classroom. I've got a little suggestion for you this week. Take a moment to visit a classroom somewhere. If it takes going to an open house at a school, a PTA meeting, or simply making an appointment to meet with your child's teacher, do it. And while you're there, make it a point to say thank you to as many of the faculty and staff that are supporting the futures of these kids. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted I bought them for you. Great.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. It is Surprise Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. Me and Christopher Greer, Danielle, man, we've been all together. And, well, Danielle really don't know much, but anyway. So, look, check this out. Surprise Thursday. Mark Ryan, I understand that you've been wanting a webcam for your work, okay? Compliments of Danielle and Big D.
What?
We've got you a webcam, brother.
What?
Yes. To help you with all your work that you have to do in the future, we just wanted to help you out on Surprise Thursday.
That is awesome. Thank you.
So you're so welcome.
Much.
Christopher Greer, if you will, please.
That is incredible.
Christopher Greer is going to walk out just for a minute. He'll be back in just a moment. So look, man, we hope you like it.
Awesome.
And hook it to your PC, laptop, whatever you got.
Yeah, this
and
this
hope you enjoy it, brother.
Goodness.
Hope you enjoy it.
Oh my goodness!
There
thank
we go.
You.
You're so welcome.
Yay.
Surprise Thursday.
Look how happy he is.
That's the way we like it.
I am super tickled.
Awesome.
Full HD.
Yeah, Jay. We hope you don't mind if we go over just a few minutes tonight, please.
Oh, it
won't be too long left.
Probably gonna.
All right, now next Surprise Thursday number two. If I can have your attention, so people know me, Bay, as Big D. Okay, Big D is a personality of mine. It's not who I am. I'm Daryl.
Yes, he is.
Okay. I'm going to take my headphones off. I don't want to get emotional, but from the first day that I met you and seen your videos, you've touched me. And I appreciate what you do. Your God-given talents is incredible.
Yep.
And this is on behalf of Christopher Greer and myself. Because of the work that you do, the professionalism that you have, growing as an artist, he and I hooked up an hour ago, and we went and got you a gift.
Aww.
and we hope you enjoy it.
Oh my God, I'm crying. It's okay.
It's okay if you cry.
You guys, look at this. Oh my gosh.
If you can kind of tell her what it is, because I'm not a guitar professional.
That is a Fender Acoustic Electric. It's got internal pickups.
underneath the bridge.
We was just talking up there.
It plays fantastic.
You're so welcome.
And Eric from Guitars and More helped us out with it.
He did. And compliments of Guitars and More in downtown Coleman. We are going to give you some free guitar lessons from a professional artist here in Coleman.
That is, oh my gosh.
So you need to go by tomorrow and get hooked up with all of your visits and the times that you can actually be there.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
You shouldn't have any more feedback.
There you go.
That's true. We were just talking about that. Oh my gosh.
So compliments to Big D and Christopher Greer. We hope you like it. You never know what's going to happen on Big D Radio.
Never can tell.
Telling you.
I like Surprise Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, look, I got a DQ Mountain Dew there.
But we have some candles coming.
Oh, Butt Naked Candle Company out of Birmingham, Alabama. We have been doing commercials for them, kind of, on the Big D Radio show for 2 months, 3 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, compliments of the Butt Naked Candle Company. They're actually going to send us some candles this week to Christopher Greer's home. And real quick, before we get started, why don't we go ahead and do our new edition of the Butt Naked Candle Company theme song.
Awesome. Mark, if you want to jump in on this, brother. I need a little heat, need a little spice. Get a little naughty girl, now doesn't that sound nice? Go on and grab yourself a butt naked candle.
Oh yeah.
Smells so good, you know you should, but it's just too hot to handle. Pour a little wax, rub it on your skin. Sin of it surrounds me, now it's time to dive on in. Go on and grab you a butt naked candle. Smells so good, you know you should, but it's just too hot to handle. Candle it burn out, need to get some more. I call Butt Naked Candle and they ship it to my door. Go on and grab you a Butt Naked Candle.
Yeehaw!
Smells so good, you know you should, but it's just too hot to handle. For all of those romantic and important engagements, grab yourself a double handful of Butt Naked Candle, made right here in Sweet Home, Alabama.
We are one crack ahead of the competition, and they are brought to you.
It never gets old, man.
It never gets old. So look, they were actually in Coleman several months ago at a at the festival. There was a, you know, they're doing a thing, some kind of fair or something, and the lady in here had a list of vendors, and when I come to the Butt Naked Candle Company, it just tickled me to death, and it just carried on every single week. So free advertisement for them, and we're gonna get some free candles this coming week.
And she actually told me where the name came from. I told her I wasn't gonna share it.
Okay.
We smell what the candles smell.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome.
Sounds awesome. So who's gonna get started tonight?
You wanna start? You want us to start?
You wanna take your new toy?
Yes, take your new toy and let us hear you play it.
So alive, this world is up, so I can take that ride. Space. Better hold on tight.